Oh, very physical. You know, Marrone, he's been talking about physicality all, you know, camp, especially when we got in pads, and the tempo just keeps getting tougher and tougher. But at the end of the day, we're out there competing and having fun. But like I said, it's been fun.
Guys get hurt around the league. I mean, all of a sudden there's some guys, and that's the game. But on the practice field, do you think about it at all, about staying as healthy as you can or avoiding injury when you're out there?
You think about it at first, but then when you get on the field, you try not to think about it, because at the end of the day, the only thing you can focus on is your technique and just getting better that day. You can't control what happens. And unfortunately, people get hurt. And the best thing that we can do off the field is just take care of our bodies.
Is that easy to do at this time of year, or is it more difficult?
It's a little more difficult because you're not really having time, so you have to find that extra stuff you could do, even if it's just 5-10 minutes. But at the same time, in this facility, you know, the strength coaches have given us like an hour just to foam roll, do stuff with the regeneration session.
How tough is it to deal with A-Rob one-on-one? You had that one play down near the goal line here where you did everything right, but, you know, you still couldn't get over the top to be able to deflect it out.
It's very tough. You know, he's a very good receiver. Playing against him since he's been in Jacksonville, we usually was doubling him. And, you know, just to have that one-on-one matchup with him, and he's a big body, that's only going to make me better.
Is he the toughest one of the three of Allen and Marquise?
I would say so. At the same time, Keith brings something different. Quick guy, you know, downfield speed, so you got to stay on top. And, you know, Hearns is good in the slot, but right now the toughest one, in my opinion, is, you know, Robinson.
How different has it been having Ramsey out there with you? Is it, you know, like you assume more of the tougher matchups, but what has it been like not having him out there with you?
We can't control anything with that. At the end of the day, he's getting back. We know he's doing everything he can to get back, and he's helping us out on the sideline. He keeps encouraging us. And everything. You could hear him over there when he'd be talking trash to the other guys, which we like because it gets us going. So I told him, even if they told you not to say anything, just keep it going because you're keeping the younger guys going too. But we miss him out there. But at the end of the day, that's the NFL. Somebody goes down, next man up.
How you feel about progress? Your progress over the past week here with
these players? Feeling good. You know, technique has been getting there, getting better every day. Still just learning the defense. You know, you have certain formations that you haven't seen yet and how they run against us, but it's been getting better.
You saw Brady in the playoffs last year, a pretty good game against him. As you guys get ready to go practice against him, what would you tell some of these younger guys and teammates how they can look their best, play their best against Tom Brady?
Just don't worry about it. It's a new team. Just at the end of the day, do what you've done every day. Just focus on your technique. Focus on competing and just making the best of it, because at the end of the day, you're not really out there by yourself. You're with another 10 guys out there on the field and the whole team. So, like I said, it's just all about taking it one play at a time.
You guys are like, oh, thank God, we've got another team coming, you know, that we can work against.
Well, I know I was saying that just because you're tired of going against the same people every day, you want to see how you match up against other players. And at the same time, this is a team that won the Super Bowl last year. We know they got better in the offseason. So just to see how we match up against them, again, start, you know, we plan on it to go good. And if it does, you know, that's going to give us even more confidence going into the season. So
do you feel like you can get a really good sense of where you guys stack up after just two practices with them?
Oh, I believe so, and we also play them in a preseason game. I know it's the first one, so you never want to not count a day. You want to win every day. That's going to be the plan, and then we're going to have Tampa come to us next week and press against them, and we see what they have. So it's going to be fun, you know, go out to compete against other guys.
AJ, yesterday, Doug Marrone said the communication in the between the safeties, Gibson and Church, was the best he's seen. Have you seen it and throughout the whole –
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. The coaches have done a good job of just telling us what we need to expect and everything. And even when we're not on special teams or even when we're not on the field and twos and threes are out there, we're always talking football, things we see in formations, how we would have played it. And if one of us get beats on something because we asked what we were thinking and what we thought the corner or the safety would do just to see what will happen in the game. So I feel like communication has been a big key to how we've been playing.
I think you talked the other day about Fournette, Leonard, and not really one,
though.
You know, we take him
on,
just kind of
want to
wrap him up and hold on for
help. Oh, no, I'll take him on. But like I said, that was really more of a compliment because you see what he's doing out there, how hard he's running when he hits the hole. And when you have a back that big who can move that quick and fast, you know, once he gets into the open field, it's going to be tough to tackle. So you have to, like I said, hold on, take the legs out or something. But, I mean, he's a good back and he's good at making people miss.
Is he even exceeded maybe your expectations?
No, I think the ceiling's high for him. I expect more from him coming to the season. I already told him that. And he comes in to work every day. He has fun in the locker room with all of us. He's a good person. And you just see him and many other rookies improving every day.
How much is the weaponry of your former team diminished with Will Fuller on the sidelines for a while now?
Like I said, it's the NFL, next man up. You know, they have players just like we have players. It's the NFL. They're here for a reason. They have good weapons, and you can't sleep on anybody. The backs, the wide receivers and everything. So I know who's behind them, Jalen Strong, Braxton Miller, some other guys that I practiced against last year, and they had good speed, good route running ability. So at the end of the day, you can't sleep on anybody.